Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Brachos, Perek Vav, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos HaSebas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher, Fein Ruzivik, Hagon, Bikarav Mamish. And the Mishnah tells us, Eilu Menachos Nikmatzos, Ushiorein Lokehanim. The following Menachos have a Kemitza taken out of them, and the leftovers, whatever is left after the Kemitza, which is basically most of the Mincha, that goes to the Kehanim, they could eat it. So which are these Minchas? Number one, Minchas Soiles, a regular flour Mincha, in which the Kemitza is taken while it's still in its flour stage. That's put on the Mizbeach, and then the rest of the processing is done with the Mincha. Then we have Hamachbas and Rechashas, these two Menachas that we discussed at the end of the previous parak. They're both fried in some sort of pan. Vahachalas Varukikin, these are Menachas that are baked in the oven, either thicker or thinner. Then there's Minchas Gayim, a Mincha brought by a non-Jew, which is fine, he could donate a Mincha. Minchas Nashim, a Mincha brought by a woman. Minchas Ha'omer, the Mincha that's the carbon Omer. Minchas Chayte, a Mincha that's brought by a sinner. And Minchas Kenois, the Mincha brought by a Saita. All of these have a Kemitza taken out of them, and the leftovers go to the Kaihanim. Now Reb Shimon says, Minchas Chayte Shokaihanim Nikmetzes, the Minchas Chayte of a Kayin does have a Kemitza taken out of it, Vakaimetz Karv La'atzmai, Vashiraim Kraven La'atzman, the Kaimetz is burned on Mizbeach separately, and the Shiraim, they're burned on Mizbeach separately. Why is this? Well, because the Pasuk tells us clearly, as we're going to see in the next Mishnah, that the Mincha of a Kayin has to be totally burned. No part of the Mincha of a Kayin is going to be eaten. However, Reb Shimon holds, since this Kayin is bringing a Minchas Chayte, it needs to have the Kemitza taken out of it, and it's just that the Kemitza and the Shiraim are going to be burned separately. Moving on to Mishnah Beis, Minchas Kaihanim, Minchas Kayin Mashiach, Minchas Nusachim, these three Minachas, which is any Mincha brought by a Kayin, any Mincha brought by the Kayin Mashiach, which is a Kayin Gadol, and Minchas Nusachim, which is a Mincha that comes as part of the Nusachim attached to certain Karbonos, all of them, La Mizbeach, are put on the Mizbeach, they're totally burned, Ve'ein Bahem L'Kayhanim, the Kayhanim don't get any part of them. But Zayafa Kaycha Mizbeach, Mekaycha Kayhanim, with this, the Kaycha Mizbeach is stronger than the Kaycha Kayhanim because everything is completely burned. Then we have the opposite, Shte Halachem, V'Lachem Aponim, the Shte Halachem, which are the two breads that are brought on Shavuos, and Lachem Aponim, which are brought every single week in the Beis HaMikdash, Lakehanim, those go to the Kehanim, Ve'ein Bohem LaMizbeach, no part of them goes on the Mizbeach, Ubazeh, Yafa Kaycha Kehanim, Kaycha Mizbeach. With this, we have a Kaycha Kehanim being stronger than the Mizbeach, because again, as we just said, everything goes to the Kehanim, and nothing goes to the Mizbeach. We're going to stop for a damn pickup tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalet, with more descriptions of Menachos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.